Tetragrammaton. The question was asked, why don't we pronounce the Tetragrammaton? It says Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, we pronounce it Hashem, right? So the Talmud derives this from a pasuk. It says, Zeshemi le'olam. And the word le'olam is written without a vav. So the Talmud understands that to mean Zeshemi, this is my name. The word le'olam means for eternity. The Talmud had a tradition that it means le'alem. You should hide my name. Don't pronounce it. This is tradition. Just looking at the word, we wouldn't have figured this out. But they had a tradition from Moshe that the Tetragrammaton is what we call Shem HaMeforash, the explicit name, the name that we don't explicitly say. And so the Talmud gives it a support from a tradition they had that that's why the verse writes it without a vav. But the idea they had on tradition from Moshe from Sinai, that wherever it says the Tetragrammaton, we are not on a level to actually pronounce the Tetragrammaton. There are instances and there are people who are on that level, but we are not. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he would bless Hashem's name, or when he would say the vidui, so the Kohen Gadol would say, Ana Hashem, Chata Ha'am Hazeh, or Ana Vashem, Kaperna. Why do we say Hashem? Because he would say the Tetragrammaton. The Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, when they would bless the people, would say Hashem's hidden name. I'm going with the Tetragrammaton. There's more than one hidden name. There's another hidden name that has 72 letters. And it's not so clear which one is the Shema Meforash. But we'll go with the one that's the Tetragrammaton. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would say it. That's why everyone bowed when they'd hear it. And the Kohanim in Birkat Kohanim in the temple would say it. But our tradition is that we don't generally say it. And they had that tradition from Moshe from Sinai.